You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, winners and losers of the weekend right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. If you got winners or losers, folks that had a good or bad weekend of sorts. Already getting some texts in. Of course, Ocho always rocking with us. He said, unfortunately, his winner, the Mariners. Mm-hmm. Not only did they sweep the Padres, which they did, but they only allowed a run per game. The Padres only got a run in each of those games. 5-1, 4-1, 6-1. Feel like tennis to some degree. But the offense has been supported by what is evident with the Mariners, that their pitching is pretty damn good. But I guess in a way, the Astros can be winners in that regard. Like, obviously they only split with the Rangers up there in Arlington, but they're still only 2.5 games back of the Mariners, even as they went out there and got a pretty solid win against a good team.
Percentage points, second place, right? They're even though they're tied 2.5 back, I think their percentage is better than the Rangers. Regardless,
I was like,
we're
doing percentage points right now, well, but you're technically correct, which as I have heard,
thank you,
is the best kind of correct. But yes, that is technically there. We'll see.
But they're in a good spot, as well as you can expect and hope right now.
Yeah, they're not in a bad spot. It's literally 1/1000th of a point,
mm-hmm,
percentage difference between.
There you go. I look at standings.
The Astros, and you do look at standings. All right, how about we get going here? Winners and losers of the weekend. How about this as a winner? We mentioned Scottie Scheffler ran away with the PGA Championship, finished 11 under, 5 strokes better than the next player. I think that was Bryson DeChambeau.
Well, John Rahm tied him.
Oh, did he?
I was watching, you know, obviously in hole number 9 or 10. All of a sudden, I was like, oh, wow. See, I thought Scheffler after Saturday was just going to, you know, walk away with it. Ultimately, he did. But John Rahm came back and tied him I think he was on the number 9 hole. And I was like, all right, we got something. No, we don't have something.
No.
Scottie Scheffler is one bad dude.
Yep, and halfway to a career Grand Slam. Yeah. In that same PGA Championship space, loser was Rory McIlroy,
mm-hmm,
who's his silence. He skipped media sessions 4 straight days for the PGA Championship. He just didn't. It's really curious considering, like, he's typically really accessible. If you don't recall, like, mm-hmm, during the much discussed PGA Tour Live Golf split, he, in a very interesting way, kind of stood up for, for GP in some ways when it comes to the PGA Tour. He became like the face of the PGA Tour. I will not go over there and do that thing y'all doing over there with them Saudis, right? He was that guy to some degree. And he is typically just like a forward-facing guy. He's good with the media. He's been getting a lot of criticism for not deciding to speak at all, and it's really curious.
I don't get it because of what you just said, but also you coming off a Masters, you know, coming to the last major, he was one of the greatest stories in golf
right
in a long time, and then he goes silent when I think he finished 3 over or something like that.
Three over, and he narrowly cracked the top 10.
Yeah.
After he went and he completed the Grand Slam, as you mentioned.
So it's very, very curious.
Yeah, very, very weird. So I guess I remain open to changing that should we find out that he actually has, something happening that maybe made it so that he felt uncomfortable talking to the media in that space. But yeah, that happened. From the 281, winner is the Stars owner for flying Mark Scheifele, I guess. I can't remember how to say his name correctly. Apologies. On the personal jet back to his hometown after the playoff game with his family to be with his father who passed before game six. Yeah, that was a real good gesture by the Stars and just hockey in general. Like, I think every Stars player after they won in overtime in game seven in real hockey fashion, right? Every Stars player went over and gave him like a personal message, kind of embraced him, which is real dope. Like, sportsmanship. Yeah, man. Like, we talk about it, you know, or I guess kids going out there and shaking hands, and it can get a little cheesy, but these are the moments where you go, all right, well, this means something, you know?
And hockey shows it as much as anyone, the sportsmanship, especially after a series is over.
Yeah, good stick tap and all that.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A loser in that hockey space. How about the how about a historical losing, like, or rather the antithesis of clutch is what I have here.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Toronto Maple Leafs?
I think most people are.
Yeah, man. That is a woeful, woeful franchise there in Toronto. And it got worse because they got throttled 6-1 by the Florida Panthers. By the way, the Panthers scored three of those goals in the second period just to break this thing open. So game seven, Eastern Conference, second round. The Leafs have now lost, get this, their last seven Game sevens. The last one they got was in 2004.
The thing is, Canadian Leafs fans, you'd think the Cubs and the old Red Sox before they started winning, you know, or Toronto Maple Leafs fans absolutely are the, we're going to lose this series. We're going to find a way to, like, for years, they're just the cursed Maple Leafs fans.
At what point do you quit? Like, I hate to say it, right? Because, you know, especially a lot of sports fandom believes in the suffering makes it sweeter on the backside. I don't know how much I subscribe to that personally, to be completely honest. And yes, you might get out here and call me all sorts of names, including short, right? Maybe that's what you do. But at some point, you got to give it up, right? At some point, you can't let them keep doing this to you, can you?
Nope. They are. They're Leafs fans. They're very loyal. It's very, it's a very, very popular, you know, team for years and decades in the NHL. They're not going anywhere. They're just going to suffer.
I'm glad you said that because another loser on the weekend, the historical Aggies.
Aggies never lose. They just get outscored.
Well, the number one overall seed Aggie softball team, like literally, I think they were preseason number one as well. Like
they were number one the whole time.
This is an incredible softball season.
Yeah.
And they made history in all the worst ways, losing a home regional to Liberty.
Outscored.
Whatever it is, and
I say winner's
this
in his heart.
Yeah, whatever it is that you agreed to when you took that ring and you jumped into whatever the things are, right? When Reveille barked and you didn't walk on the grass and all that, right? Whatever it is you did over there, I did not agree to such things. They lost, and the Flames made their first super regional in school history. But more importantly, the Aggies are now the first number one seed, the Aggie softball team, to not make the super regional since the format was started.
See, they were the best,
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess is that the way we're spinning this?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't see 1 second of softball this year.
That's your fault. This is why. You weren't supporting your team.
Man.
I do feel sorry for them. Like, I always feel sorry for the team.
Oh, they were dominant.
Yeah.
Dominant.
How do you not get that? Like, it's just, you got to win this one. Like, I don't know what you got to go and win it. Like, I don't think. But you got to get out the regional,
Oklahoma's
man.
Oklahoma's going to end up winning again, aren't
they?
At the
house?
At
Oklahoma. Oklahoma has a girl that, like, they ain't pitched to her, and as soon as they did, gone. Oklahoma, like, over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years,
easily.
Oklahoma just got... It's just a great team one, but they always have a masher.
Yeah.
Like one of these girls, it's like, oh, this one's about to be gone. Like, just watch this at bat, if nothing else, because this one is going. And from the 281, I appreciate the attempt to humor here. Could you say that the Aggie season went up in flames?
Oh, there you go. That'd be a great headline. You should have written a headline.
Oh, man. Yeah. There was a really good headline about this particular winner. Can you tee up the audio for me? Because one of the winners is just the person calling this, who is Larry Collum. But a winner, journalism.
How about that?
A crazy comeback victory at the Preakness. This is what it sounded like. I think that this is one of the better calls in sports that I've heard.
Journalism is getting closer now. He's behind a wall of horses. He's looking for a place to go, and he's got nowhere to go. Oh, he bumped hard with goal-oriented. In the meanwhile, Gosker's running the race of his life, and Sandman has it. after the seam, and he has moved up on the far outside. Journalism is still running on. He's back into second. He might even win it. Here's the wire. Oh, my goodness. Journalism has won the Preakness Stakes in a performance like you read about.
You see what he did there? You see what he journalism?
Like you read about.
Yeah.
I love when announcers actually lose their voice. So
but he was controlled. Like, this
no,
is the thing
was,
I hate.
He lost his voice. He's like, ah.
Yeah. People going to pick on him from that little part.
No, I liked it.
But the whole time, we listened to the whole thing, yeah. And he was cool. He was money.
Mm-hmm. I think he was very good. Shout out to Larry Collin. But also, shout out to journalism. And also, shout out to, I don't remember what paper this. Oh, Washington Post. This was their headline. Journalism hits deadline to win Preakness at the Wire.
Oh, there you go.
That is good. So, yeah, man. How do you feel, though, about, like, the winner of the Kentucky Derby not running the Preakness?
That was one of my confessions on Friday. And I feel like it should be, short of an injury, mandatory. Because once the Kentucky Derby winner, sovereignty in this case, was out on the Preakness, I guarantee you the ratings just plummeted. And it was a great race, by the way, as you just heard. But it should be mandatory. That's the whole thing that's keeping horse racing alive, is the Kentucky Derby and the chance at a Triple Crown.
Yeah, that is fair. They make some big money off of that. So, but I don't know how you force the owner to be like, hey, get out here. We need it.
For the good of the game. For the good of the game, you got to do it.
All right. Well, yeah.
By the way, journalism finished second in the Derby. Had he won that, we would have been going into the Belmont.
Oh yeah.
Like, hey, is this a Triple Crown? Mm. You know, that's the point.
That's right.
You know.
Well, so if he won the next race,
doesn't matter. Well, that's great.
No, I'm saying we should give him the Triple Crown just because the other guy didn't participate. Didn't show.
You putting an asterisk on the Triple Crown? Yeah. If that ain't the most sports talk radio thing, there's an asterisk on this. You didn't compete.
Nah, you ain't show up to the next one.
Yeah.
Nah.
I agree.
Give it to journalism.
Let's do that.
All right. Yeah. How about this as a winner? Caitlin Clark's sophomore campaign.
She's pretty good.
She is very good. So I'll start here because I feel like not enough people are doing this.
Yes.
She dropped a 20-10-10 triple-double, which is her third of her career.
Mm-hmm.
Sold-out season opener versus this guy. 93-58 was the final. So they blew out this guy. She's now tied third all time for triple doubles. She's played 41 basketball games.
That
in the
is
W.
crazy.
That is nuts.
I would have thought it would have been more triple doubles.
The tough part about it, they play shorter games.
No, I
think
get
they play
that.
40 minutes as opposed to 48, which makes it a little harder to get those round
still,
tens.
Makes it more impressive.
Yeah. One more triple double and she'll be tied for second. Like, she is doing incredible stuff. And I say all that to highlight, she is really good at basketball, and we should probably talk about that. However, the win that people would probably talk about is drama.
Yeah.
So there was an instance where a rebound comes down. Angel Reese is able to come down with this. She might have had a little shove on the center, you know, but didn't get called, like shoving the back. She gets the board. She's going to get the put back, and Caitlin Clark hits her with a pretty strong foul, pretty hard foul there. And this turned into a thing. Angel Reese hit the ground. When she pops up, she mad. Mm-hmm. Like she is kind of angling towards Caitlin. Aaliyah Boston, one of Caitlin's teammates, gets in the way, right? They kind of try and calm this down. These are the parties afterwards talking about this. Here's Caitlin Clark with her take on what happened here.
Strong on a three.
Oh, this is actually bad.
And look out. Caitlin Clark pushes Angel Reese, and Angel Reese gets right up into Caitlin Clark. Afterwards, has something to say as Clark walks away. We know there are always increased eyeballs, energy, and attention around the matchups between Reese and Clark.
Yeah, so that's actually the call of it on, I believe, ESPN. Caitlin Clark kind of talked about this. I'll get you her quotes. But this is what Angel Reese said. And understand, I think the tone that you hear sometimes, like on radio, you go, what does she look like saying it? She looked exactly like how she sound when she says this.
Angel, can you take us through the flagrant foul from your perspective? Just what you saw and how you interpreted what happened.
Basketball player, refs got it right. No more.
Yeah. She was not pleased. Caitlin Clark said, let's not make it anything that it's not. It was just a good play on the basketball. I'm not even sure what the refs saw to upgrade it. It did get upgraded to a flagrant.
Yeah.
That's up to their discretion after watching the initial whatever happened during the play and then whatever happened after. So she's like, it's a hard foul. How do you come down on this? Because I know you saw all of it.
Oh, yeah. First person I thought of was David Stern, believe it or not. This is freaking beautiful for the game. This is perfect for the WNBA. And David Stern somewhere is smiling because this you got to have the you got to pick a side. And you got to have the villain and the hero depending on your perspective. And this is freaking perfect. Now, on the play itself, that was a hard foul.
I agree.
That was a hard foul.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
I agree. And like, especially,
you think it should have been a flagrant?
No. It just ripped her hands.
It looked like it looked like she was just trying to stop the ball, try to stop the play.
She gave her a little push on the left side, and I do wonder if they'd go flagrant just to, hey, see if we can kind of calm tensions to some degree. But especially if you watch the W, like, I think we've all seen women's and girls sports where they could be a little bit more aggressive at times, interestingly enough, and that's where I fell in there. The one thing that I very much took away, and I don't want to call it disdain because that's too much, but there is a clear dislike between these two. And I don't think
it has to be
inherent negative thing.
It's awesome.
But like, the way the Angel popped up, like, that wasn't just you push me. That was you push me. In the same way, like, the way that Caitlin pushed her did not feel like I'm just trying to get this foul and get a hard one. And like, that's part of it, but...
And the way she was dismissive of her.
This go back to LSU.
And that's why I thought of David Stern would be like, ha, 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 ha. Finally, hell, he might have like instructed them to do it or encouraged.
He
them.
Might have added another game for them to face off. Like, how many games they face off together? Let's add one more.
Neither one. Well, they may, but I was in a general sense, they have no idea how profitable this is for the WNBA and for them individually. And the fact that it does seem to be real, to Reggie's point, is even better. I mean, this is Bird and Magic. This is Bird and Magic, man.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
It's awesome.
The part that sucked to me is it's the people on the internet that's going to take it elsewhere.
Of course. But that's part of it.
It ain't going to make it fun. It ain't going to make it fun to, like, discuss it. Like, I feel like we discussing it the right way.
Yeah.
But you're going to have people that's taking it other places. And it's just like, man, like, I don't even want to see it now.
But that's part of...
Like, y'all making it corny.
That's part of the equation that vaulted Magic and Bird in the NBA back in the day is going to do the same for these two, 100%. But just back to the foul itself, you played enough basketball. You know, that was I did exactly what coach told me. No layups.
Put a little stink on there, too. Yeah, but it's cool.
Yeah. Don't give up any layups. Nothing. Just a hard foul.
She popped up quick, too.
She did. That's what I said. Like, there's no love lost between the two. The one thing I do dislike, though, is that it's kind of being described one way as opposed to, like, this. I think you can see it both ways. Like, they're both, though, again, when they get into media.
Absolutely.
When they get into media, they are saying the things that you're supposed to say, right? Like, I think they're saying it with maybe less aplomb than I would anticipate. But, yeah, they're saying the things you're supposed to say. But maybe they don't like each other. You know what? How many times do we talk about these competitions where we're like, why do these cats like each other so much?
Yeah.
The women are restoring the feeling.
Why are they shaking their hands?
Shout out to y'all. Get rid of this toxic positivity. Let's get nasty a little bit. I like it. So there you go. Those are some of the winners and losers on the weekend. One of the losers, by the way, broadcast only UFL fans, because apparently the ABC decided, hey, this basketball pregame is about to start, so we're going to take a game in action that is actually thrilling in the UFL and send it to ESPN2. So if you don't got cable, tough, it's you know what?
For a pregame show.
I was like, damn, that's tough.
Hey, man, hey, they paying more money, man.
Yes, sir.
They are. But it was just like, I imagine you were just sitting there. If you were like, oh, I kind of like this UFL. I'm trying to want to see how it happens. And here comes Stephen A. The New York Knicks. Like, all right. Okay. So there you go. Those are the winners and losers of the weekend. Coming up next, it's about the time where we hand things over to Figgy for the Figgy's mixtape. Figgy, what you got for us?
Yeah, so I got an update on this whole New Orleans prison breakout situation. I don't know if y'all been following that. Joy Taylor says she thinks prostitution should be legalized.
Excuse me?
I can't wait for that one. I can't wait for that.
Oh, so you're just going to love the game in that way. Okay. All right. Well, let's do that next.
Yes.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Have you guys been following the whole story about the New Orleans prison breakout with the 10 inmates?
Yes.
Have y'all been keeping up? You been keeping up?
Just that it was several.
Yeah. So the search for 7 escape inmates in New Orleans has now entered the fourth day. I want to say it's the fourth day.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth or fifth day. And after a total 10 inmates escaped from the, it's called the Orleans Parish Jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that was early Friday. So 3 of the 10 has been captured, including one who pretty much went to his hood, got fresh. And they came right up there. They took a picture with his fresh ass. We had the fresh jeans and all that. They took a picture as they put him right back in that car.
Man, I know he was sick. Like all, which, and he had like sick locks. What he needed to do was go ahead and get your head shaved up. Yep. And find you somewhere to be. You don't think they're gonna come check at the house?
Yeah,
check the house.
Yeah,
first place
yeah,
they're gonna go.
Yeah, so everybody was calling them stupid as hell for going back. I'm not sure if it's the same guy or somebody else. Or the other 3 that got caught, but somebody else was on Instagram Live.
Oh man,
it was on Instagram Live. Yeah, I'm fresh out. Da, da, da.
That's even worse. So I'm
not sure if that's the same person that got caught in the hood, or is it one of the other 3?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, but anywho, it's 7 of them still out there, and here is pretty much the Louisiana State Police update on the 7.
Y'all are aware when we spoke about 2 days ago, these fugitives may not just be in New Orleans. They possibly moved out to other parishes and to other states. And the combination of local, state, and federal law enforcement working collectively to ensure the capture and safety of everyone is our top priority. And we hope in the coming days, if not the coming hours, that we have them all apprehended. We have had some leads in other states. And unfortunately, once again, those leads didn't pan out. And for those who are helping, I know they may be your loved ones, but you're not helping the public and you're not helping your family members because they have consequences for the actions they committed. We know in this country you have a lot of You get a lot of freedoms, but with freedoms comes responsibility. And when you commit violent crimes, there are consequences. And those consequences are you remain in a jail or a prison until your day in court. And they chose not to do that and left the jail.
I guarantee you, I see the look on Reggie's face. The first time I did that, I had the same look on my face. I think I figured this out.
That's a Kennedy?
That's a dude that grew up in Boston but has lived for 20 years in Louisiana.
I was going to say.
That's a combo Boston, New Orleans accent.
Yeah.
I've never heard of such
that's
a thing.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, Boston guy with a little Cajun
yes,
to him.
Yes, it was awesome.
I remember which word he said. One of those words in there, I was like, oh, that's not Boston.
Yeah, the way he said New Orleans,
yes,
that was definitely New Orleans, but yeah. Everything but else was...
I grew up in Boston, but I've been here since 1997.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to look up, see where you're from.
That explains things.
So multiple people are on the same wavelength here on the text line from the 346. Yeah. They got to be in Beaumont from the 832. I guarantee they made a beeline to Houston. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So a couple other things to this story is the Orleans Parish Justice Center said Friday that it has suspended three employees after the 10 inmates escaped. Uh-oh. And it's unclear what roles the employees played in this escape. However, the sheriff did say it was believed that the escape inmates received help from someone inside the jail.
Oh.
Had to be, right? 10?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I don't know exactly what would be necessary. I did see, like, that they got that the toilet and all the whole apparatus off the wall and everything. Yeah. And I'm like.
And you see how they wrote too easy, LOL, right there.
That's real nasty work. Like, you realize you're doing a jailbreak. Don't antagonize these people.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll keep y'all updated on if the other people get caught. Okay. Hopefully they get caught, get them off the streets. Because
yeah.
we'll need because they got some crazy. They in there for some crazy stuff, so. We got to get them off the streets. Hopefully they ain't make it here to
Houston. How would you be on the lam? How would you be a fugitive?
I'd be a very bad fugitive.
No, where would you go? How would you hide? You don't go home, as we established.
Well, I mean, if you go home, you got to get in and get out. Like, you can't be there.
To me, if this was premeditated, clearly it was, I got to have, like, a quick plan to, hey, get me in the car. We going to Mexico. Like, it got to be something
you
like that.
You immediately change your appearance.
I'm not hanging out. I'm shaving my head. I might put a wig on.
Yeah.
I'm changing everything and getting the hell out of that. I'm getting out of the South.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have a plan. I was sitting here curious as you were talking. Like, how would I be a fugitive? What would I do? Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have not thought about this. And unfortunately, my brain works as such. Then I'm going to start putting it together. So everybody's like, Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico.
I'm shooting to Mexico, man, and never looking back. Yeah. I might not even tell my family.
Yeah.
I'm not even, I probably won't even hit them up.
Yeah.
I would just be.
Yeah, if you put them in danger now because they got to hold this. They got to hold this lie as opposed to just not knowing.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I'm not calling. Hey,
yeah,
what's
but the
up,
borders and airports and trains, they're all going to be watched.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so Joy Taylor mm-hmm. was on her podcast called Too Personal, T-W-O, Personal. Mm-hmm. And she was in the headlines this weekend over something she said.
Again.
She thinks prostitution should be legal.
No kidding.
I think that male loneliness is a massive problem.
Okay, so
I think non-getting male lonelies are deteriorating society. Yes,
how
I think
do
it's
we
a
fix
massive
it?
Problem.
What do you think the fix
One,
is?
I think we should legalize prostitution.
Okay.
I have been standing on this for decades, and I think that prostitution should be legalized.
Okay.
I believe that particularly men who have this sort of anger is because they don't get physical intimacy, mm-hmm. right? But they have convinced themselves the type of physical intimacy they would like is, their favorite porn star or favorite OnlyFans girl yeah. or this unattainable beauty on Instagram who is never, ever, ever, ever going to you or meet you or talk to you ever. They don't look for the physical intimacy that is around them. They right. don't go outside of their home. They don't go down to the local library. They don't go to their local bar. They don't go join a social group in order to meet people because they feel that this beautiful 10, whatever, is going to walk through their front door and that's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. But they sit there scrolling like, hey, 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 in the DMs. And they believe then that the women are not responding to them because of feminism.
What?
That is very interesting.
She went to way too specific a place.
Well, I mean, so, I have a feeling that she's been getting some of these DMs.
From what I got from this, she probably getting a whole bunch of them DMs
well, sure.
and be like, "Yo, you got to give me some money mm-hmm. if you want to have a good time." Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, who knows? But she really doesn't think very like. Is it? I know that depression and loneliness and all that is obviously a very mm-hmm. real and rampant thing. But she put everybody in that bowl. And she put everybody. Like there are a lot of single guys that just have a good life. You know?
No, I mean, I feel like that's one of those. If I ain't talking to you, I ain't talking to you. Type things that from her. The funniest thing about this for me, and of course, it's not even like fully on the point. She was like, "These guys don't go down to the library and find them some baddies." Is that word?
Yeah.
Really? I just had not considered that you just need to go down to the library. Go down to your local library, check them out.
But see, the thing is, it is guys that still probably do that. Like, mm-hmm. it's still, like, I think I kind of get wrapped up into it, too. Just being on the internet, you mm-hmm. think that's what life is.
Yeah.
And when you delete that app, if you're not on the app, like, it's still people out here that will talk to somebody in the grocery store mm-hmm. or somebody down the street and they talk to them. It's not all of this OnlyFans stuff.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people just look on social media and think that's real life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's guys out here that will, talk to somebody the old school way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I guess the idea is that in her mind, there's a growing number of folks who won't, and they need to find it. And if they got to pay for it, they got to pay for it from the 832. Wow, this whole team, Tom, I've been wondering why I'm always irritated. Yep, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. I can't say that it is, but let Joy Taylor tell it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, just stop DMing her, man, because she ain't going to answer. She ain't walking through the door no time soon.
We should try. Just hit her up.
Podcasts, huh? Podcasts.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
All right. I want to see what Reggie feel about this one.
Me?
Yeah, yeah. I want to see because I feel like you might have some strong feelings about this one. So according to a new report, ChatGPT is now attracting more monthly traffic than Wikipedia.
Lazy. Lazy and you know it.
How y'all feel about that?
Well, I'm not surprised.
Do you think this is towards the death of Wikipedia?
I've never been a big Wikipedia fan. Like, you know, in a pinch you can use it, but it's very inaccurate or can be very inaccurate.
Oh, it's open source, but I think there's a lot of work done towards at least sourcing various things.
You kind of look at it as to kind of check a couple things.
Yeah.
If it's not
you
right,
better double check.
Yeah, nah, that's not the only source.
Here's the irony. You better double check ChatGPT.
Oh, 100%.
You better double check that too.
I think the way people, it's not a thing where you just copy and paste and that's it.
What you mean? That's exactly what people are doing. Like, here's the thing. If you've got a person who, and of course, I'm generalizing. I understand that. I'm putting that right up front. If you got a person who's like, rather than, you know, search and then go through and find the information within what I'm looking for, I'm just going to leave this to this algorithm. You think that they're going to take that and go, let me go now source this information and double check.
Yeah.
That's not the reason why you use ChatGPT, friend. Like, you start there because you don't want to do all that, except the problem is only God knows where the algorithm got this from. And there is no guaranteed clause on that they're going back and that the algorithm has gone and checked this out. Like, you're just depending on this, right? Yeah. So, yes, again, you're lazy is the thing that I'll say.
See, I use it as kind of not – I don't really use it as a source or anything like that, but I kind of use it as an idea starter.
Oh,
like
a lot of people do.
I would type something in, and then it bring up a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, oh, and then that's when my brain get to going, like, oh, I could do this. Like, I necessarily don't copy and paste.
I think ultimately, when it gets better, and you talk about the algorithm, and it's improved, and it's more accurate, and all that, I think all of these your favorite app. It's going to replace Google. It's going to replace everything.
Now, I will double. Yeah. I will double back here because you did say that it's attracting more traffic than Wikipedia. And that doesn't mean that people are inherently using this particular AI in order to just search up stuff. Like, maybe they're using it to generate some level of ideas, which, again, I'll call you lazy. But like, maybe they're doing that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that people are just using it as a search engine in the same way that they would use Wikipedia.
But I think they will eventually start using it because it's definitely quicker. And like we said, Wikipedia, sometimes it got its bad moments. But
the problem is Wikipedia is also in the internet. And I bet 10 times out of 10 that Wikipedia is factoring into what ChatGPT gave you as well.
Sure. That's part of the problem.
Yeah. And so you're taking whatever inaccuracy you're saying on Wikipedia and adding it to anything else on the internet that this AI is pulling from. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. I think it's just quicker, though. Like, right now, like you got to actually type and search on Wikipedia. ChatGPT, you could just say what you're looking for and it'll give you probably about 50 pages of whatever.
I do have confidence that it's going to get really, really good, though.
When? And at what cost to that point?
And honestly, I mean, just the
work on the algorithm, the work on the research, refining, because they know this. They know it's inaccurate.
Yeah.
You know.
And honestly, I felt like we said the same thing about Wikipedia back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember my teacher saying, don't use it. Don't ever use it, which is, you know, true. But they was also telling us to look at an encyclopedia or look other ways. And so I think eventually it's just going to be the new Wikipedia.
I think so.
I will be the person. You can call me scared or what have you. I'm looking at y'all sideways. I am. I'm judging. I am being judgmental.
You're going to be on board in a minute. Just hold off.
I don't think so.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Are you guys, I want to ask y'all, are y'all familiar with using a USB drive properly?
Yes.
Of course.
So when you put in a USB drive, and then when it's time to take it out, you have to hit the eject button.
Hit the what? Hit the what? No, you just pull it out.
So you don't know how to use it properly.
Yes, I do. You stick it in and then you pull it out.
No.
Yo.
All right. You got to do.
All right. So apparently, Freedia on KD, the new morning show for 100.3 The Bull, our sister station, they was actually having this discussion, and the proper way to pull out a USB drive is to go to, I want to say, my computer, and you're supposed to right click and hit eject.
Get out of here.
Yeah, there's a sub-menu on the bottom that'll give you an opportunity.
And shout out to all my Mac users. Like, if you pull that USB out, it's going to make a funky sound, and you're going to think your computer about to crash.
Oh, see, I've never had a Mac.
Yeah, but the same thing. So PC don't really do that, but the right way to do it, you're supposed to eject it because it could corrupt some files and stuff like that.
I think that's incorrect.
So Frito and Katie was talking about this, and apparently Frito did not know that. He was kind of on your side with it. He had no idea.
Yeah.
And Katie was talking about how she was living on the wild side, just pulling that USB drive out.
And here I was thinking I was living dangerously by just not ejecting my USB before yanking it out of my laptop.
What are you talking about ejecting? What do you like? It's a disc? Do you have some weird like button you push? What are you talking about? Ejecting a USB?
I know I'm.
You're not
very bad at technology.
Yeah, you're horrible at technology.
What are you talking about? There's an eject button. Like before you take something out of your laptop, you're supposed to eject it.
What happens if you don't? Like, is it bad?
The little air message? That's your computer protesting that you essentially severed a connection improperly. You didn't shut it.
Well, where's the button?
Am I crazy?
No one does this. Where's the button?
Where's the button? It's right there in that little menu.
No one knows.
Like where it tells you about the updates you don't care about.
Exactly. No one cares about. Right?
I'm with him.
It
doesn't hurt anything.
I think there is an opportunity that you get files corrupted. I just am in that place from like, usually if I'm using a USB, it's fine.
It's highly unlikely. So it really don't do it as much with the PC.
Yeah.
But Mac make a big deal out of it. If you pull a USB.
I'll give you that because I don't know.
Yeah, no. Nah, so I did know that, but honestly, I'd be lazy and I just put the USB in, pull it out. That's it.
Yeah. I'm the 713. I don't really know how to properly do that. I got five kids. So. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Touche.
Nah, it's an extra step. And it's the same thing with the Mac. You just got to right click it and then hit eject. And then properly eject the USB or whatever it is. And then it's safe to take out.
That's
how it's supposed to be. But I don't think PC really care.
Right. I'll say that when I use like an external drive, I'll eject it. With just like a thumb drive, it's cool.
Yeah.
I rarely have something on there that's gonna go crazy. And from the 832, they're attesting. They have lost files that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it happens once in a while, but I think it haven't happened to me in a very long time.
Dang, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you be sitting in the car gassing up with it on, so I would expect nothing less of you.
Yeah, it don't surprise me you don't know nothing about this. Yeah. You probably just hit the off button on the computer. You probably don't shut it down properly. You just hold the off button.
No, I do. I shut it down.
I don't believe you.
I actually just close the lid most days. But I do. When I shut it down, I shut it down.
If you say so. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. Someone says Cecil Source doesn't know how to do that. Yay!
Hey now.
Calm down. Cut it out. But coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive. Clint and Ron will do that next.
Appreciate you hanging out with us here on a Monday in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Lopez, Reggie, and Fig hanging out with you, getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. And someone said, make sure you ask Clint and Ron about putting it in, pulling it out. I will see what their USB etiquette is here in a few moments. But one of the things that we're looking forward to tomorrow in the NFL is, don't forget, remember, like owners meetings circle back around where something that was tabled from the meetings earlier in the year, or I guess, was that late in last year?
No, it was early in the year.
It was this year.
West Palm, wasn't it? Or something like that?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. I don't know if that means time is going fast or slow or what have you, but.
Was that March?
Yeah, I think so.
God, that was only 2 months ago.
It's flying by, baby.
It's wild. All right, but in the NFL is getting ready to consider again whether or not to ban the tush push. This is coming back up. And one of the things I definitely saw is that there's some real campaigning that's happening around this vote, where a second round of league meetings is going to happen, as we mentioned. And I saw that the Eagles are actively trying to convince folks to not ban the tush push at this point.
Well, apparently it's almost like split down the middle, according to reports, in terms of the number of teams that believe will want it banned and those that don't. So The vote is coming, I guess, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, in Minneapolis. Yeah, there's going to be that opportunity. The fate of it will be voted on. And like I said, The Eagles are trying to go, you know, keep this in play. And I find it super interesting, though, that it's split down the middle, because either way, there's going to be someone that's kind of uncomfortable with what the result is. And mm-hmm. I feel like the result is likely going to be that they don't ban this at this point, just be on the idea that they have not been able to get people to that place. They've had to try and take time in order to lobby mm-hmm. and circle back around to this. It feels like that might not be the case, although maybe the NFL in tabling this, right, has, you know, indicated their willingness or their want to ultimately try and get this done and push towards the goal line of this, pun intended.
Yeah.
And so I'm really uncomfortable, though, that we're getting to a place, and I understand sports change all the time, but it does feel like at any time where you're pushed up against something that is some level of controversial,
mm-hmm.
that the league is like, we gotta change what we're doing in order to meet that. Like, I'm typically someone who rocks with leagues on the idea of make your yes. product as good as possible as you need to. This one feels a little bit less like that and more of just being a little, you know, being a little scared.
I'm
saying like it's a little hate in this too.
Well, there absolutely is.
Yeah.
I'm worried that they're going to compromise and make it worse. And let me explain that, because
interesting. How do you see that?
First of all, on the tush push itself, to Figgy's point, they're only thinking and talking and voting about banning it because one team is really good at it.
Correct.
In what scenario is there a rule and one team happens to not be exploiting the rule, not be cheating? They're just really good at it. So let's ban it. That makes no sense whatsoever. Rather than everyone else trying to be really good at it, you know, imagine there was one NBA team that could shoot 48% night in, night out from 3-point range, and everybody else was shooting 32. That's kind of what this is. Well, you know what? Let's just ban that, because the Rockets are really good at it and nobody else is.
I like that you made it the Rockets.
Yeah, or whomever. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
That's at its core, that's what they're doing. Because everybody has the same opportunity right now as the Eagles. Everyone.
Yeah, and they ain't even like it's a situation where a team is, let's say everybody else started doing it, and then players start getting hurt and all of this type of stuff where it's like, man, it's getting out of control. We need to, you know, fix this.
Right.
There's only one team that's doing it. I don't think anybody got hurt from it.
It doesn't make any sense. They're good. Why don't you get good? And then here's the compromise that's kind of worrying me. I'm worried that they're going to compromise and ban all pushing.
Well, that is according to the Green Bay proposal.
And that's going to be bad for the game.
Green Bay being the team that is in that place, the alternate rule would make it so that it would be no offensive player may pull a runner in any direction at any time, use interlocking interference by grappling a teammate or using his hands or arms to encircle the body of a teammate. Push or throw the body of a teammate immediately at the snap, push or throw his body against a teammate, which that one is really interesting, because then are we getting rid of quarterback sneaks in general?
See, that to
in
me,
that situation? Because
if they go down that path and compromise and do that, it's going to be legitimately bad for the NFL. Some of the most fun plays are like when there's some running back running around right end from the 3-yard line, he gets stopped at the 2, and then some big ass offensive lineman hits him from behind and pushes him into the end zone, and the lineman starts celebrating like he scored a touchdown. And that to me is an awesome play. If they compromise and do that, it's going to stink for the NFL.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. And I wonder if they'd be willing to like do some level of almost Congress-like things of adjusting the language in order to try and get this over. Like, I wonder how many dissenters are in the place that you are, right? Of again, the reporting is that it seems like the league and the voters that will be on this are kind of split. I wonder how many people are dissenting because, hey, this is a little bit too far of a reach. Yeah. I'm willing to get rid of the tush push, but I don't want to get rid of all pushing. So I do wonder, you know, if they could maybe do this where they find a way to rein in the parameters of this, would they then be able to get this over the line? Again, pun intended.
At that point, that's going to seem personal. That's going to be like, this is only for the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this point, is it not? Like,
no, it is for the Eagles.
But they don't want to say that. They don't want to say they're going to use all the safety stuff and all that. But nah, if they say ban the tush push, but we can still push people other places, like
think about how many moments. You know, even just for a first down or something, like some lineman grabs his running back or wide receiver by the shoulder pads and starts backpedaling. To me, that's just a cool part of football. And if they do that, that's come on.
So there's that. Cool. Obviously, one of the other things that they're voting on is the potential of reseeding opponents
in the
playoffs. And I know that you like that. Yeah. And I've voiced one of my concerns, and it still maintains for me, is one of the things that makes, you know, these games late in the season interesting, or I guess would make it a little bit more interesting, is the idea that, hey, you aren't guaranteed that home court or home field advantage because you won your division. But I think anything that you do to take away the import of winning your division might be a Pyrrhic victory of sorts, right? I keep looking at basketball in the ways in which they watered down and lessened the importance of divisions to the point where people don't even give a damn about divisions now. And that's one of the strengths when we see in the NFL, especially when we look at the way that they build their schedule. There's instances where they're putting divisional games in places because they believe that the strength of playing an enemy, a rival, matters. And I think that this would be a weird thing to do on the other side of it to undercut that rather.
And this is where I disagree with you, because I think the rivalries in the division are still going to be there, whether it matters or not with home field or not. Like the Titans and Texans is still going to be a rivalry no matter what. And
In the immediate future, I think over time you lose that thrust.
I think rivalries get stronger. But here's the other thing, and then what about home field in the play? You're still going to the playoffs. You're going where you need to go, which is to face a team with a better record. You know?
No, I hear you, but I think that the cost of you know, having teams be able to host a home field advantage was making that is clearly an advantage that you get from winning your division, which I understand is maybe not fair. But it was a nice quirk that they built in that I think they gained benefit from division. And we'll see if ultimately they do that, and if they do, how that ultimately affects the NFL at large.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.